Today's gospel reading opens with what would have been a very somber scene. The disciples are gathered in a locked upper room, fearing for their lives. Jesus, who they believed was going to be the conquering warrior king, was dead. And not only that, but the nature of his death had been the kind reserved for the worst of the worst. They would have felt confused, isolated, and very, very afraid. In the verses just prior to this passage, Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene, and she tells the disciples that she has seen him. But you can understand why at first they maybe didn't understand what this meant. And so they were still bunkered down in hiding. The Jews would have, without question, killed them for being associated with Jesus. Then something quite miraculous happens, and it's kind of funny how matter-of-fact John states it at the end of verse 19. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." All of a sudden, Jesus has joined them in this locked upstairs room. We're not told how, but we can only assume that he's come through the locked door or the walls. And we know from this that Jesus' resurrection body was unique. His body was no longer subject to the same laws of nature as before his death. But we also know that Jesus wasn't a ghost or an apparition. In verse 20, he shows them his hands and his side. Later, they are able to touch him, and he also eats with them, which is detailed in another passage. Jesus' resurrection was literal and physical. He was not a disembodied spirit. What happens next is really important and is still relevant to us today. Jesus tells the disciples by whose authority he did his earthly work, God's. And then he passes on to the disciples the job of spreading the gospel of salvation around the world. "So I send you," he says in verse 21, and that "you" includes you and me too. Jesus then breathes the Holy Spirit on his disciples, and in verse 23 he gives them the authority to tell people that their sins have been forgiven. Now I just want to take a moment to talk about the Holy Spirit, because I don't think we do it enough. Have you ever felt that tugging at your heart, urging you to do something, or that gentle prodding, and sometimes it's not so gentle, to take action to do something about something? It's sometimes tricky to put into words, and sometimes might feel like it's our own thoughts and motivations. And especially in this busy world we live in, we can miss the signs. But if you tune into it, and often through pause and prayer, you know that the Holy Spirit is working in you, driving you to help someone, reach out, give, take action, do something. This moment in today's reading was the very first time human beings were given the ability to harness that gift. How incredible is that? The important thing for us to know is that if we are led by the Holy Spirit, then our authority comes from God, and that Jesus has demonstrated by words and actions, which we can read in the gospel accounts, how to accomplish the work we are given. Courage, inclusion, authenticity, generosity, hospitality, service, and most of all, love. Most of us would be very familiar with the passage that follows the story of Doubting Thomas. So I wanted to draw out a different point that some of you may not have thought about before. Jesus wasn't hard on Thomas for his doubts. Despite his scepticism, Thomas is still loyal to the believers and to Jesus himself. He didn't abandon the group due to his disbelief. In verse 26, he's right there with them when Jesus appears again. Some people need to doubt before they believe. If doubt leads to questions, questions lead to answers, and answers are accepted, then doubt has done good work. Too often we are told that doubt is a bad thing and that we shouldn't ask questions. And I think it's the reason we lose some of our younger people from church, because they want to be able to ask questions and they're told that they can't. If we doubt, though, we shouldn't stop there. we can allow our doubt to deepen our faith as we continue to search for the answer, of course, calling on the Holy Spirit to help us. In the name of God. Amen.